On this Monday, you're listening to KTOO Juno. I'm Quentin Chandler here with today's news. Thanks for joining us. Seismologists with the Alaska Earthquake Center warned they've recorded over 100 aftershocks since two major earthquakes shook Canada and Southeast Alaska early this morning. Seismologist Natalia Rupert warns that more aftershocks are expected over the next few days.
Some aftershocks could really be pretty strong. So if you have any breakable valuables on display or items that you care about and they are standing on the shelves unsecured, maybe it's a good idea right now to box them or put them on the lower shelves so that you don't lose your valuables.
Rupert says the biggest aftershock recorded so far was a magnitude 4.7. She says the aftershocks won't travel as wide an area as the earthquakes that triggered them, but she says Southeast communities could still feel them.
We've got reports from Haines that they felt quite a few aftershocks after the 4:30 a.m. earthquake. So they are definitely close enough to experience continuing shaking.
This morning's two earthquakes were magnitude 6.2 and 6.3, according to the Alaska Earthquake Center. The first was at 4:30 a.m. and the second was at 6:18. Rupert put the quake's epicenters in British Columbia, about 130 miles from Juneau. She says there are reports of minor damage to homes in Whitehorse, and she has more damage reports to review. Michael West, another seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Center, said earlier this morning that it's important to remember the Denali Fault spans all the way from mainland Alaska to southeast. Capital City Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Chad Cameron says he hasn't heard any reports of earthquake damage in Juneau. The Supreme Court won't hear an appeal from Alaska and oil and gas industry groups protesting the government's designation of more than 187,000 square miles in the state as critical habitat for threatened polar bears. The justices on Monday left in place an appeals court ruling that said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service followed the law when it authorized the massive habitat in a coastal area larger than the state of California. Alaska officials, the American Petroleum Institute, and others said the designation was too extensive and accused the agency of overreaching. This is KTOO. Thanks for joining us, and go to ktoo.org for more local news.